reckon.
Do you know, one of the worst things that ever happened to you was Diana.
Whoa.
You better fix this up fast.
I will. I should reframe it and say the worst thing that happened to me was Diana.
Okay.
Because.
I know. I think that's enough said. We understand where you're heading here. Yeah. No. You little tiger. No. But I'm sorry, T. I know. We're just going to have to remain work friends.
No, I mean that when you two got together, yep. That thwarted my evil plan to put you on a Plenty of Fish or an eHarmony, so
dating
because
website.
You didn't need it.
No,
you
I didn't.
Found Diana and you didn't need to go there.
I would like to think I didn't need it at any stage, Daniel. I'm quite the stud, and I couldn't find a photo fake enough, to be honest with you.
Well, yes, that's exactly where I'm going with
Remember
this.
Remember when I sent you that photo of me with the shirt off holding a fish? Yes. And you said, I'll never be able to unsee that.
Yeah, because I was talking to a girlfriend over the weekend and she's in that world right now,
yep.
Right? Marriage is over. Kids are almost grown, but she's very much in it. And I said, do people, I mean, we see it in movies and it's supposed to be funny, but do people really fake it on these dating websites? And she's like, oh my God, yes, of course they do.
I guess, look, it's ridiculous unless you're after just a quickie.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to long term you very long if they catch you out straight away that you're lying.
Funny you say that, because she was dating a guy for about 7 months, and throughout that 7 months, some of the stuff, she didn't care about it at the start, like the lies that were told.
Yeah.
But as the relationship wore on, it was like an unraveling. It was almost like, okay, well, what are we going to learn today about you that wasn't true? You know?
Yeah.
So the fakeness really is out there, and I don't know how people navigate it.
No. Well, I wondered the other way too. Is it that bad that you feel like you got to lie because what you don't believe in yourself, you've got enough to offer?
Oh, that's awful.
But I mean that due to society pushing
down. Yeah, pressures.
Down, well, this time I want a man with the money and this time I want a man with blah,
yeah.
Or woman with blah, or woman with blah. I don't know.
You're not really going to find out if they're lying to you until you actually agree to go on a date with them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that could be the hook part of the lie.
That's what I mean, yeah.
And then you try and keep them, but I reckon it definitely happens a lot.
So can we throw it out, though?
I'm curious.
Yeah.
I'm really curious. Have you gone on a date and then realised, no, half the stuff on this profile was not right.
Yeah.
Particularly the photo.
I was going to say, even rocking up and going, well, hang on, that person isn't, oh, you're supposed to be that person.
Yeah.
You look nothing like my photo.
If it's happened to you, we'd love to talk to you. 1-333-53. Everyone we speak to right now goes in the draw for 10 to receive 10K Christmas, $10,000 worth of Christmas presents. Give us a call and tell us your stories about the online dating world.
How fake is it?
Yeah. Never mind the dating world. Lately with the filters, I'm finding it hard to recognise friends. I mean, I'm looking, going, wait a minute, I saw you Thursday, you didn't look like that.
I know.
It's out of control, the filters.
I know, I'm sorry, I've got to stop it.
Yeah, would you? I don't recognise you. Look like that, what's her name, that cat lady.
Yeah.
No, but have you noticed that?
Yeah, I know.
The filters are out of control.
It's silly because we're going to see you.
Yeah.
Just stop it.
Just stop it.
Belinda, you're brave. What happens in the online dating world?
Basically, you turn up and if you meet someone who's wearing glasses or a hat in their photo, you generally find out they've got no hair. if they're not smiling, they're missing teeth.
That's a general rule of thumb.
There you go.
Any others we should be aware of?
Oh, there's something for everything.
Belinda, I'd like to point out to you that bald men are very attractive.
I'm sure they are.
So shut up.
have you deciphered when they write certain things about, you know, their life, their job, what it actually means? Is there a problem there as well?
Oh, yeah. If they're looking for a new opportunity, they're probably not working. and half the time they're either living on someone's lounge or living with their parents. And
to be honest with you, Belinda, I'm starting to wonder what you're swiping for, because I'm sure there's more men out there that are just not sleeping on lounges that are bald with no teeth.
I just find all the good ones.
Obviously.
Well, Belinda, you're in the draw for our 10K Christmas. Thanks for giving us a call. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my God, Renee.
Do not listen to Belinda. There's more men out there.
Hey, Renee, how fake is the online dating world?
Oh, extremely.
Oh, really?
Why? Tell us.
So I was talking to a guy for a couple of months, and been out on a few dates. And the night he asked to make it official, like to be official girlfriend boyfriend status, his fiance and two kids rocked up to the date.
Oh my God!
No way!
Oh my God, what happened? What happened?
Yeah. Oh, well, she got out the car and she was like, "Who are you?" And I'm like, "Who are you?" And she's like, "I'm the fiance." And I'm like, "Oh, I'm the girlfriend."
Oh, wow. And okay, what did he do?
He took off.
Oh, that's very yeah. manly of him.
Yeah, took off in the car, never saw him again.
Oh, neither, like did, neither did the fiance.
Oh, my God, yeah. Renee.
He's on a date, breakfast date as we speak right now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Did it put you off online dating or?
Oh, for sure.
How long did you just said, you know, you're making it official. So how many dates did you have before that happened?
I think we had about four.
What a scumbag.
Yes.
Wow. Well,
I think you're being a bit harsh. He's just playing his cards.
did this happen in Newcastle, Renee, or was this like here? Locally?
Yeah, no, Maitland. Yeah.
Oh wow.
So Maitland's a small kind of community. Yeah.
You'll get back.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you, Renee. You're definitely in the draw for our 10K Christmas.
Imagine if he's listening now. He's going, "Oh God, yeah, guys, what a day." Hello, Bonnie.
Hello.
Fake online. What's it like trying to date, Bonnie?
It is terrible. I am now in a long-term relationship, but when I first divorced at 44, it was like this. And when I separated at the start of this year and went back online, it was worse.
Really?
Worse. Okay. There are so many scams. Some of them are funny.
Yeah.
But
okay, share one of those with us.
It's not just guys that tell the stories, though.
Yeah.
The stories guys tell you that women tell.
Thank you, Bonnie.
I just totally feel sorry for anybody that is trying to online date at the moment.
Oh, that's awful. So not even the ones that you pay, like people pay a bit of a premium for, they don't even keep the scammers out, Bonnie?
No, and the sites are not even accurate. You say no smoking and 6 foot tall or whatever, and every time someone that smokes or is 4 foot nine or whatever you said you didn't want, they still put them through. And I feel sorry for the guys because mostly it's them that has to pay.
Yeah.
See, women get it free a lot of the time, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, and
yeah,
you're in a relationship now, though?
Yes.
Oh,
which
good
was
for you.
On, did come from online, so there are still some good stories out there.
Good stuff.
Okay.
Thanks,
well, that is true. You do hear good stories.
Imagine that. His fiance and two kids turn up. And you're like, "Who are you?" Well, no, who are you?
I'm sorry, I've moved on from that. No gender bias in blokes having to pay them, chicks don't. What the hell's
I
going
know.
On? Hey?
It's because
where's the pay gap? Where's the pay gap in that one?
I think it's because you'll find that most guys are the scammers.
Oh, God.
Says she who's never been online dating yet. Yet.
Oh, okay. It's a Remember? Warning to you, Michael, if you're listening at home.
That's right.
Remember, Mike's going away. I'm taking a lover.
Oh, you are taking a lover.
That's right. You're going to say that one too many times on air. You know that, aren't you?
No, I know. And he'll leave me for good.
No, I'm just talking about your Facebook messenger going on.
Ding, 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 ding.
G'day, Kenya. I'm 4 foot nine, smoked and bald with no teeth.
I hear you're taking a lover. Triple M.